Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Robert Lighton. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Robert, I need your website, please.
Actually, I don't have a website.
Well, we need
to fix
that.
I'll tell you one thing that people can do. Well, I tell you, no, what people can do is if they go to YouTube and punch in my name, Robert Lighton, L-I-T-A-N, they'll see a talk that I gave about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, about the importance of economists. It's been viewed 350,000 times, and they can get a good few minutes of entertainment.
So go check it out, folks, and as you can tell, he's very smart. And, of course, you can also go back and listen to all the interviews he and I've done for the last 16 years on my website. And his books, Better Capitalism, Trillion Dollar Economist, Good Capitalism, Bad Capitalism, the list is long. He's an outstanding writer. Bob, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about, folks, we've been talking about politics. We've talked about the coronavirus. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what I'm calling the silver linings. I'm old enough, Robert, as you are, to have seen the backside of nightmares, of pandemics, of black swans, and there's always something good to come out of it. The financial crisis of 2008 created one silver lining for small business. After our lost decade that we went through, the people who emerged on the other side of it, their financial positions were stronger than ever. Balance sheets were stronger than ever. That was a silver lining. After the coronavirus, I think the world is going to diversify its supply chain. We're going to be less dependent. We're going to have redundancy. If we're dependent upon China, we're going to have redundancy. And I believe that redundancy and maybe even the redirecting of our supply chain, I think that's going to be good for American manufacturing. When you put that on top of the fact that we're energy independent, you can put your factory on top of the natural gas supply. I think that's going to be a silver lining for America. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, there was already a pre-existing trend toward relocating out of China and
reshoring,
changing the supply chain, but this really boosts it. The other silver lining I want to tell you is that it was a big mistake for the Trump administration to have eliminated the pandemic office and to have cut money for CDC and pandemics. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now there is going to be a major boost in funding for CDC, especially to focus on what's called a universal flu vaccine. There's been a lot of work about this. So that we don't have to have a flu vaccine that changes from year to year. There have been people working on what's called a universal flu vaccine that would basically, immunize you against all kinds of flu just with one or two shots. And I predict that there's going to be a lot more money and a lot more work thrown into this as a result of this pandemic. And the other thing you're going to see is a lot more investment in test kits because we were caught naked without test kits. And, South Korea had these test kits.
And that's going to be a boost in the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be – that's business for a bunch of businesses. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
But those are short-term shots in the economy. I do believe, though – that the long-term silver lining that will sustain the United States and continue to propel our expansion will be the reshoring and the redundant parallel universe supply chains that we'll be developing around the world from now on.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, all right, quick thoughts. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. Do you think Joe Biden will be good for American entrepreneurship as president?
Well, let me put it this way. I think if we can keep the economy sustained, it'll all be good for entrepreneurship. But none of the candidates have been talking about entrepreneurship.
That's exactly right.
Perfectly blunt.
They're talking about things that entrepreneurs don't like climate change.
Well, that's right.
Climate change is not mainstream's best friend.
But there are opportunities in climate change. There are entrepreneurial opportunities in the solar area and in renewables.
But not if we heard our system that we have right now that's driving the economy. Last thoughts.
Yeah, but I don't think Joe Biden's going to be talking about what Bernie's been talking about, which is basically getting rid of the fossil fuels industry.
Yeah.
We're talking about a transition that's going to have to take place over the next 10 or 20 or 30 years. And by the way, it's going to happen regardless of who's president. But even Trump hasn't been out and talking a lot about it.
But Robert, it's been happening. You know yourself that America's carbon footprint is at Kyoto Accord levels. Kyoto Accord, not Paris, Kyoto. So I think we're all, I think the industry's already doing it. We don't need the zealots to make us do this. Last thoughts, wrap up.
Well, I think it would help if we had a carbon tax, and it would accelerate this. But ultimately, you're absolutely right that a lot of the stuff that's going on is going on at the state and local level, and it's happening.
I mean, and at the industry level and businesses. Hey, Robert, good job today. Come back soon. We always love having you on the show. Robert Lighton, ladies and gentlemen, look for his books and look for his YouTube channel. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.